Now, I imagine that making this step from, let's say, from being an employee for the last 10, 20, 30 years into being a business owner, it requires major change and could be a little scary. Let's talk about, as we're speaking philosophically, about entering a period of change and what that takes.
Most people don't like change, and it's understandable. Forget where I once heard that people will do more to avoid, you know, pain than they do to seek pleasure, something along those lines. And people can be adverse to change, but change is temporary. And, you know, I look at it and, you know, people like their comfort zones, and it's so evident. For example, someone to take an adult education class and you're there the first Tuesday of, or Tuesday evenings or the second Tuesday of every month, what have you. After the second or third class, people are sitting in the same chairs. You ever notice that?
Absolutely, yes.
And you know what? The chairs aren't better. They're the same chairs. But people have to stake out their own territory, right? And for some reason, within that little chair or at that particular desk, they're somehow comfortable. There's an element of familiarity. And I understand that. On the other hand, I don't think anybody could tell me or tell you or make any valid point that anybody has experienced any type of growth or any type of accomplishment with this, you know, maintaining the status quo. You know, if you keep doing the same things over and over and over again, you can't possibly expect to have different results. So I think it's like, you know, that's akin to insanity, right? So there's going to be an element to change. There's going to be a lot of things that could be different. There could be the hours that are different, different levels of pressure. You know, you're suddenly, you know, you're getting a paycheck every week, and then suddenly, you know, it's up to you to generate the paycheck. I mean, that's one of the beauties of buying an existing business, because the paycheck's going to be there. But yes, I mean, in sort of reverting to your point of the change, of course there's going to be change. But we're not talking about massive, monumental change. There is going to be change. You have to manage it. And the process by which you go through acquiring a business and all of these things, from identifying the right business to conducting the search to doing your research to identifying business brokers, meeting with sellers, getting financing into place, negotiating the deal, doing your due diligence, investigating the industry and the research, etc., you start to become familiar with the business and know what you're going to be walking into because you understand the business. So while, sure, there's a little bit of a fear because it is just something different, it's not going to be overwhelming. You've done a lot of work leading up to this point. But most importantly, you have to come to grips with change. You have to come to grips with some element of risk. You have to be willing to bet on yourself. We're not talking about going out and doing something blindly. You're going to be doing your homework. You have proper data to make a decision. But if anybody is, you know, can't get over the level of being comfortable with change, well, you know, I'm almost going to go to the point of saying I'm willing to bet that those are not the people that are even listening to you and I talking today.
Yes, that's
because,
probably true.
You know, people that are paralyzed with that idea, they just want to sit in that same chair every week. You know, I take an adult education class and I sit in a different chair every week because I want to meet the person sitting next to me. And I want to be able to, on the break, have a conversation with them, find out what it is that they do for a living and find out a little bit about them. You know, change never paralyzes me. I'm not saying that it used to bother me years and years ago because I very much am a creature of habit. I'm a highly organized guy. But one of the things that, you know, if people are able to embrace change, at least from a standpoint of saying, you know, the only way that I'm going to have any improvement in anything is if I change. It's like someone who says they're only going to eat, you know, sliced turkey and peas every day because they like them. So, I mean, how do you know that you don't like sushi or you don't like Thai food or you don't like, you know, fusion or you don't like, you know, Vietnamese food or you don't like, you know, steak or whatever the case may be? You have to try. And we're not talking about massive, massive undertakings. But anybody who's had any success in their life also knows that there was a different change. When someone changes a job, yeah, it's a fear of the unknown for a few days. And then you get comfortable within that. And then you find your chair in that classroom of life.
And of course,